If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the Wee-Highway. Helping a ride on the Wee-Highway.
It's time for the Wee-Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
What's up, fam? Welcome to the Wee-Highway. You're listening to Adobe Radio, and this is the time of the week when the Wee-Highway happens. So let's do it, shall we? This stone buffoon right here is Sean Cowig, and with me is the one and only, I'm bringing her in right now, here she is, Kristen Sanchez.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys all for listening. If you would like to follow us on social media, you could go ahead and follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. You could also follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X, or you could follow the Wee-Highway at the Wee-Highway, or send us an email at wee-highway@adobe.com.
Yeah.
And tell us something that you are excited to do on Halloween. I need ideas.
Yes, we need to know the Halloween plans. What I want to know costume and what
COVID safe plans only.
COVID safe Halloween plans. Send us your costume and what strain of cannabis goes with it.
Yes.
Pair your costume to your strain. I dare you. I dare you to pair your costume to your strain.
I enjoy this.
Yes. Yes. Kristen, I'm so excited to be here. We have a fantastic special guest today. Oh my God, are you ready?
Yes.
I did the intro perfect before we started recording. I would find it hilarious if I biffed it now.
There's pressure.
Kristen knows sometimes I biff intros. I there's sometimes where I'm like, I'm driving headfast into a biffer, and then I don't biff it. I pull it back.
I
back off the biff.
I remember the term multi-hyphenate was used.
Yes.
Very fancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian extraordinaire and industry multi-hyphenate, Joy Mamie.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for being on.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. What a treat. Yeah. That's all I had to say for this intro. Back to you.
Boom.
I'm in the studio. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Joy. We're here to bring you a little bit of a product review tonight.
What are you reviewing? What are we doing? I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. I want to tell you a little bit about Heavy Hitters. Diamond,
like brand?
Yeah, Heavy Hitters is fantastic. First of all, you can just stop right there. Heavy Hitters, great.
Yeah.
Boom. Part two, it's their Diamond pre-rolls. Have you heard of this? Do you know about this?
It sounds like they would be this girl's best friend.
Ah, yes.
Because of diamonds.
Because of diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it.
There you go. So the diamond pre-roll. It's not a mole either in the small ground burrowing rodent animal. Vole, that's a vole. A mole is on your body. A vole.
I have a mole.
Yes.
Very pretty.
Yes. Oh my goodness. What? I have a mole.
Yes,
the
neck moles.
Oh my gosh.
I love my neck mole so much. She makes me feel, she adds so much depth of flavor, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a fucked up story?
Oh, please.
Okay, so one time I was at my parents' house and my mom was watching like a CSI show. And I came in and sat down next to her, and she looks over at me and pauses the TV and says, "Kristen, do you know how I'd identify your body?" And I was like, "Whoa!" And she's like, "I'd use your moles, and that's how I would identify your body if it was ever like mutilated, and I had to like identify your body." And I was just like, "What the fuck? What is happening?"
It's hilarious because you have way more, you have a ton of other features that like, I think would be more identifiable.
fair.
But yeah, what a dark thought. If you were ever dead and someone had to figure out who the fuck you were.
Yeah. Just,
well, oh, I mean, no. But hey, again, it's defined, it's specific, mm-hmm. it's fabulous, it's unique to you, mm-hmm. as is mine to me. So, but what if we were both dead and they couldn't figure out who the other one was? Because we both have neck moles.
And I'm just sitting there like, I don't know, forensic officer. They both have neck moles.
So we'll just agree to not die at the same time or ever travel in the same car or airplane.
Oh, okay. Deal.
That's like, great.
That's the only way.
It's like when they send a second copy of the film.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, no, we're not fucking losing it.
They just have a backup. Gotta have a backup.
Oh, wow. You know what? When we started recording The Way Highway tonight, I didn't think a very strange death pact would be made on the episode.
You know what? I think that's a sign of true friendship. You, especially when you meet somebody for the first time,
yeah.
if you can make a death pact, that's real. That's when it's pure.
That's yeah. friends. So, yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, wow. all that's left about that to do is seal this shit in blood.
Wow.
Oh, God. Blood packs.
Yeah.
I watched It Too recently. That's why it's in my brain.
It.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blood pack.
I haven't seen it. But
have you seen any It? Like original It or new It? No It?
I know what it's about.
Uh-huh.
I know that it's scary. Mm-hmm. I frankly have no desire to see it. Because
right.
I put it at the same, I kind of want to watch New It because everyone's like, oh my God, it's such a delight for the 80s, like 80s, what am I trying to say? Like not memorabilia, but memorable. Like
a callback almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
A throwback.
Horror iconic movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I feel like I have Stranger Things for that. I also don't like, you know, kids being manipulated is like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my fave.
Yeah.
It's real, a little too real.
No.
Joy, I want to be honest with you. You're better off not doing it rather than being me and having been a child watching the original with Tim Curry just playing a clown that killed kids. As a kid with clowns in your room. I had clowns in my room.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, it significantly altered my life.
Oof.
Yeah.
Explain how.
1,000% on the mark, too, with the inappropriateness of what happened to kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, they have not done it in either film.
No, yeah. Yeah, in the book for some reason.
In the book, there is probably one of the most horrifying things, and I like almost don't want to say it because it's so awful and gross that like even Stephen King was like, I was on so much coke, I'm sorry. And like you know, it's just,
I forgot they were
one.
Kids.
Yeah.
I forgot which book I was writing. They all got mixed up together.
They had to turn themselves into adults, if you will.
Oh.
I'll say it. Kristen, I'll say it. They all boned. He had like a kid orgy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And why did that pass through your brains? I guess I can only say the coke.
I mean, oh God. Yeah, what? That is a pretty good thing. There's a lot of It's interesting. My friend hosts a movie night every Thursday. So we watch like old 80s, 70s, like shitty horror movies.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one that we watched. I'll never remember what it's called, but it has Bill Paxton in it. And it's about Texan vampires. And
I know what you're talking about. Near Dark. Yeah.
Yes, Near Dark. Mm-hmm. Honestly, concept I didn't fully hate. Execution was something to be desired. Mm-hmm. But... well, there was one part in it that just deeply upset everybody. And again, you have to, I guess, I don't like the term using, like, well, it was a different time, but like, what the fuck were they thinking in this different time? Because there's this moment where this kid who was in Teen Witch, I can't remember, one of the kids in Teen Witch, he's like a child still. And he's like, I don't know, maybe 12, maybe 13, but he's like a vampire. So he's like actually 600, but he's not. There's this one moment where like one, like there's a new guy who gets like bitten by a vampire. And it's like his journey to become a new vampire. And he, this kid fully grabs this dude's crotch. And it's like, what? Like, what were they thinking? Like, that's not a thing you're, you can't do that. He's a child. But then yeah. You're just like, I don't know. It's one of those things where everyone's just like, this, how did they not, how did they not say like, yo, stop it.
Yeah, seriously. It's so funny because I completely agree with you about the like looking back at things and being like, oh, it was a different time. But like, there are so many things that I'm like, oh God, if a woman was in charge of this, that never would have fucking happened. Like,
100%, dude.
Yeah. Like, fuck. It is so upsetting sometimes.
So upsetting.
Yes.
I will say Bill Paxton, delightful to watch on screen.
Such a treat.
Other than that.
A treasure. What a treasure.
So the diamond pre-rolls. So diamond harmonizes ultra premium flower, an ultra potent 98% THCA diamonds, providing a deep balanced body effect and flavor fulfilled smooth smoke flow. It's THC diamonds, y'all. Mm. There are THC diamonds in it.
I love that. I feel like that right there is like its own like very, you know, futuristic weed company, THC diamonds. Like you walk, get some champagne that has THC in it. Like
they can create a diamond from a dead person's ashes. They can totally fucking do it out of marijuana somehow, right?
Like, I didn't know that was a thing. That's a thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can, I want to be turned into diamonds.
Right? Yeah. Is that cool?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joy. You already had one death pack. You can't have a second death pack.
Packing about our funeral, which is completely different.
Okay, yes. All right.
Sunshine, get with the program.
Got it. Sorry. Neck mole twins. Okay, there's a separate thing, and then diamonds at the end. Got it. No problem.
Yeah. No problem. Imagine like passing down my dead people diamonds to like my grandkids or something. Be like, this is me. Like, where?
It's
my corpse.
The most metal fucking thing I've ever heard. Ooh, I like your necklace. It's grandma. Like,
it's grandma.
It's so great.
Yeah, that's pretty baller.
Yeah.
Courtney, before you go to prom, put your grandma on and get going.
It doesn't go with the dress, Mom.
You got me there.
In all right, case, put on your other grandma.
Yeah, put on your other grandma. Yeah. But I that's fun to hear that there are THC diamonds and they're in these heavy hitter pre-rolls. And I gotta tell you, the heavy hitter diamond pre-roll gets you high. Yeah. And I'm living proof. living proof. I think we all are. We got to take a quick break, but you are listening to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. We're having a blast, so come back and keep having a blast with us, huh? We'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway here on Adobe Radio. I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen, and with us today is our special guest, Charmaine!
That's me.
Joy, Way Highway listeners should follow you on the social medias. Where can they do that?
Oh, 100%. They should follow me at Joy Mamie. Joy spelled the classic way. Mamie is like anti-mame, but with a Y. M-A-M-E-Y. So follow me there and you can see me be cute, tweets, all that good shiz.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Well, what I want to know now is, what is, did you say classic? What is the non-classic way of spelling joy?
G-E-J-O-I.
G-E-O-I.
I had to sound out my one syllable name to figure out alternate spelling. So please don't spell it the alternate spelling way. Do it the classic way.
Okay.
That's at Joy Mamie, everyone.
I followed at Joy Mamie, but not the same girl.
What you've been doing comedy lately? What's going on?
Yeah, man, I try. I'm doing comedy stuff. Yeah, no, I perform with Outpost 13, which is a Twitch channel on Twitch. and I love doing character stuff and just lots of. I'm a joke writer. I like to teach improv. I've been doing that for. Oh boy. Oh baby, I love some improv and I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Like all that kind of stuff I've just been doing for, I can tell you this, here's something that I'm doing. I'm in a musical called Bide in My Time, which I play Mitch McConnell and Rachel Maddow in. So,
whoa.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but I hope you will.
I feel like you would do a killer Maddow. Like,
yeah.
Perfect.
It's honestly, I auditioned because they were asking to do a little mini monologue as a political figure, and half of Maddow is just my short hair. I have very short hair, but like she has really tall hair.
Yeah.
So that was half of it. The glasses were the other half, and her hand movements.
Amazing.
She's always like a little like.
What can you do?
She's kind of like the baby, like the older babysitter who, like, look, I'm not gonna budge on this. I let you stay up 5 more minutes. Just go the fuck to sleep and also get like funding to underserved communities. I don't know. Like, that's her whole kind of energy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's a great energy.
Yeah, they're cool.
What about Mitch?
Mitch is mostly a neck push. I'll teach you via podcast. Just move your chin as if it's going inverse of your. There you got it. You guys got it. They both just squeezed in and looked just like Mitch.
It's amazing.
Yeah, here's a little bit back here. Yeah.
Oh my god. Did we cross paths at IO?
I crossed paths with Dr. God. I don't think I knew. I wouldn't have made the connection as to, like, I've seen you perform, but when we met officially, I didn't exactly know that you were part of Dr. God until it was announced. And I was like, oh, so I did stuff over at IO for a long time. I was on a main stage team there, but like that was right before all of the poop hit the fan. Oh! But yeah, we're the building at the same time, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, it just made me think of Top Story Weekly, which is a show I look back on with fondness and one that was just went on for a long time. The show went on for a while. I always had weird patterns of facial hair, though. So it always made me like too specific.
Say it again?
It always made me too specific. I had like odd configurations of facial hair. So like I couldn't do a lot of politicianal impressions.
Politicianal. Yeah, not a lot of beards in politics. I would see some mustaches, but are there that many?
Not a lot of beards. I can't think of a beard in politics. Gotta have a shaved face.
If there's beard in politics, comments with
Let's
go. Prove us wrong.
Yes. Bring on. Bring that on.
The potheads are furiously typing who has beards right now.
what style beards did you go through at IO versus where you're at now?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the biggest and fullest it's ever been. But there was a long period of time. I feel like I moved out here. All right. So, okay. History of Sean's beard. So going way back to college, every summer I would do summer stock theater, and it would be like the last show was one outdoor full Shakespeare production. And I would always do some sort of different facial hair for who, except Bottom. Bottom was totally shaved, but like Benvolio, I had, but oh,
Shakespearean
man.
Hairless ass jokes.
Wow.
I'm a child.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm just lobbing up
totally hairless. Ka-ching.
It was right there.
Wow. Okay. So there was a period of time I had mustache down connecting to goatee. So like handlebar mustache that connected to full goatee. And then there was a period of time where I had sideburns all the way down with the chin stripe into the goatee.
Oh, no. just the chin strap of
just
hair.
Chin straps down with the goatee.
Was that for a role or was that something that you chose?
That was Sebastian in The Tempest, but I was also like 23. So I was probably like, this is cool. No idea. Yeah, no, Kristen, everything that's going on, that is the way that I feel about it now. Like, what was I ever doing?
But I like what you're doing now. I think you got a Van Gogh pre-ear chopping.
Yes, right?
Yeah, so he's very, very Francaise. Oui. we were doing French earlier.
Yeah. Super impressive.
Merci. Is Van Gogh? You know, in England they say Van Gogh, and like Europeans say Van Gogh. Super. Well, like, are we wrong?
I think we are.
Yeah.
I think we are. Wow. I feel like it's just one of those things that's like been zeitgeist, you know. So everyone thinks it's one way, and it's actually completely opposite.
Yeah, that's like a definition of America. Like, this is what we think things are.
Where I'm from in New England, like everything is all the same name as it was. And like British people, I don't think they really know that as much as, I don't know, maybe they, I feel like there've been British people that have come through the conservatory where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm from like, near Gloucester, Manchester by the sea, and they're like, what? I'm like, yeah.
How do they really pronounce it?
No, I think it's pronounced similarly. It's just like the exact same name. Like we just stole names. Gloucester, Hampshire. Like, oh, it's like, we'll just put all.
Do you know that we also say Appalachian Mountains wrong?
Yeah.
It's actually Appalachia. Mountains.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. Someone said it's like they're throwing an apple at you.
Yeah.
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
I feel like I'm malfunctioning like as like a robot that's trying to say words. Appalachia. I
mean, up in those Appalachia mountains.
Like,
it sounds, I mean.
Do they even grow apples there? Like,
no.
Like I.
Right? The mountains. It's too high.
What are you doing?
It's too cold.
Too cold for apples.
No apple pies and Appalachia. Now I'm saying.
With jelly, you popped in a minute ago. What happened?
So I was listening to you all saying the name. And then I was like, wait, what do I say with my Australian accent? Because usually we pronounce things pretty like similarly to the UK. Mm-hmm. But I think I say Van Gogh. But then I just was listening to how you pronounce it, and apparently, no, none of us are right. Brit's all right.
Can I say, I love the way you just pronounced it, because it's my favorite. You're Australian, forgive me, Australian?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't want to offend any New Zealanders, but one of my favorite things, it's so hard to do, like, I would say Australian is the hardest accent for me to do, but the way you just, like flowed through the word go was like, go, like, it had, like, a beautiful, like, flow, like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a dream. That's a delightful thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's funny. I think Australian accents sound disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Like, when you hear them in movies and stuff, they stick out like a sore thumb. But I don't know.
I feel you. I think Boston accents are pretty gross.
And Australian and Boston accents are somewhat similar in the ways we say things.
Yeah.
What up? Truth.
Boston, the Australia of America.
Yeah, Boston is certainly the Australia of America. Absolutely. But Jelly, wait, we're all saying it wrong. Do you have the correct pronunciation of Van Gogh?
Yeah, yes, I do. So that was actually really close, Sean.
Yeah.
It's a short and kind of sharp Van, and then the second part of the last name is like a Gogh. So Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Gogh. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's
it's
the
crazy.
Most fun way to say it.
Okay.
It's crazy how much Van Gogh is just like in the zeitgeist right now, because I just said it the way that I said it, because the other night I heard an actual French man, a man from France, say Van Gogh, and that's how it sounded.
You're right on, Sean. That's wild.
No,
it's okay.
It's not super French, it's Dutch. So there's like, I think the French would say Van, where they say it's Van.
Wow.
It's like slightly shorter, shortened. I'm not gonna do it again.
You are perfect.
I can't do
it. When you nail the line the first time, you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta be careful we don't make it French. But the way you did it, Sean, was spot on.
Wow.
I'm just gonna start saying it a complete different way now to see if I can start like another mandala effect. I'm just gonna be like Van Gogh, just to see if I can get people on the level. What do you think? No.
I mean, you can try it, but I wouldn't try it like at a museum.
Yeah. I wouldn't try it like where smart people are.
It's just there are like docents and like they wander and like maybe they hear you and they're like, oh my god.
But Sean, maybe if you stand next to a self-portrait of him, people will then believe you.
Tell people like, I'm the great 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 grandson. There doesn't need to be that many greats. Great great grandson. Oh, Van Gogh. Vincent Van Gogh. Yep. See what happens. Roll the dice, you know?
Yeah.
That could be your costume this year. You put yourself like a little frame and there's like, I don't know, sunflowers. I don't know, one of his portraits.
Totally.
And then
you could like also cover your ear and like throw a little bit of blood on the like side of your face to like make it look real. Yeah.
Yep. The only decision, right? Here it is.
Method act this part.
No, well, am I dressing up as Van Gogh or am I dressing up as the self-portrait of Grant Van Gogh?
Ooh, I mean, like, one is easier to do,
right?
Which would be without the frame.
So, the one requires
I think it's
just
up to you and Well, how much do you want to commit to this bit?
I love bits.
I love bits. Like,
I don't know what to tell you.
So you know, just so you know, you'll probably spend at least 2 hours, at least two hours working on that.
Yeah.
I did a class in college that was a 4-hour class, and we had to do like a painting on our own faces, and everyone got to like pick their painting, and it was pretty cool, but it took forever.
Yeah. I love that though. I wish I did more. I wish I did art classes in college. I was a theater major, which like I'm happy about, but also like fully wasted a degree. No, I'm just kidding.
It's, girl, I'm a theater major too. It is a waste of a degree. But also I'm really happy that I got mine too. So like I get
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Knowing what I know now, I could have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars, but
Yep.
Dude.
Oh boy.
I was in the theater program too, and because I was a transfer student, they wouldn't let me into the acting program. So I transferred to the school to go to the acting program, to which they didn't let me into, which was awesome. So they were like,
unfair.
Yeah, it was the and then they were like, oh, well, you just like do all of the things, like all the other things. And I was like, okay, well, fine, if I can't act, I'll just get incredibly good at doing every other thing that you need.
Yeah.
So I took a sewing class, and I made a boned corset. I did the costume from BioShock Infinite. So I did that. And then I took like a lighting class and like, a music class, a makeup class, which was my fucking favorite.
Yeah.
I love doing shit. I sculpt a like mold for myself to wear. And I love The Creature from the Black Lagoon because it is the first horror movie that I ever saw. So I carved him out of clay, and he was my final project for that class.
So funny that is the character. There is a lot of manifestation in terms of just like me being aware of multiple things. This Thursday, the monster movie that we're going to be watching is Creature from the Black Lagoon, 1958, Universal Studios Hollywood. I am so excited.
It's very fun, ridiculous.
Absolutely. Love it. Fun fact, hired I'm just so you know, I'm a tour guide at Universal. That's why I'm going to drop all these facts.
Whoa.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love learning things.
Learn with me. They hired an Olympic diver to play the creature because the makeup did not allow for any room for an air tank. So the creature would have to hold its breath for many minutes at a time while they were filming. They don't do that no more because people could die. But back in the day, it's pretty impressive.
Wow.
He was alive. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think about filming a movie like that because I'm like super paranoid of like being in the water and not knowing what's in there. And I know if I was ever like filming a movie where something was like after me, I would never have to like act because I'm just so fucking anxious all the goddamn time that I'd be like,
I'm built for this.
That always does blow my mind when there's like monster, like horror movies or something where they like legitimately scared the actors and they like, they did that in Alien with the popping out of the chest scene. Like those actors didn't know that was going to happen. They were not.
The actress fainted. She fainted.
I would probably too. I'd probably pee myself. What would have happened if someone shit themselves on set?
Good, use it. You got to use that.
Wardrobe.
Zoom.
Yes, keep shitting. Shit with more conviction.
This will get me the Oscar.
Isn't it true that that was the first like horror sci-fi film to ever be nominated for an Oscar?
that is probably true. I don't know. I don't think that's universal, Bill, but I think that's probably true.
Gotcha.
I don't doubt that at all. It's a fucking great film.
Well, yeah.
It's one of my favorites. And you can still fucking watch it today. And it's still just as scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, which is why I can't watch it by myself. I need lights on and I need human like protection near me. So
okay. Yeah. So there's a game. Are you a big gamer by any chance?
Sure. Like, I wouldn't say a big gamer, but I like to video game. Okay. I dabble. Yes.
There is a video game called Alien Revenant, I think.
Ooh.
And you play Ripley's daughter. I might be wrong on that name, so I might be giving you like an update in a second.
Oh, whoa.
So you play as Ripley's daughter, and you are going to find the black box from the Nostromo.
Wow. Okay.
Which is the ship that Ripley was on. Mm-hmm. And so she goes to do that. And unfortunately, aliens get on the ship. I don't know how it happened.
What? Again?
But the cool part of this game is that they have these like two features. And one of the features is visual. So it's there's a camera on me when I'm watching it. Alien Isolation. Thank you, Jelly. Yes. It's called Alien Isolation. So if you hide, for example, like you hide in a locker, if the alien's walking past you, it will like indicate for you to like move back. So like it can't like hear you because you're like.
Oh my God.
So it does that. And then my favorite feature, because this is the one that scared me the most, was if it also had audio. So if you made a sound, like, it immediately found you. It immediately just like turned from wherever it was and like just like came like a fucking velociraptor right at you. Or actually it came like the alien, because that's scary a fucking enough.
Yeah. We don't need Velociraptor. We got an alien.
Yeah. But it was like so fun to play the game with that much of a heightened sense. Yeah. I even played it with like my headphones on because I was like, I want to be like immersed. And it was so, so fun. I cannot recommend that game enough if you are an alien fan.
I will absolutely get that. I need to get a new gaming system in general, but that will be my, that sounds incredible. I'm very scary, but I'm down. Yeah.
Kristen,
go ahead.
Just to clarify, it's listening to you. So when you make a noise, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
There's a microphone in your controller.
Oh my God.
Oh, I thought it was just programmed so that your character will breathe and depending on how you, It's you.
So if you're playing the game.
Oh man, I don't know if I can handle that.
It is so intense and so fun, but like you spend, in order to get past the alien, you have to move very slowly. So you spend half the game crouched and you're just like, taking the teeny tiniest steps because it's like, don't let it find me.
And I thought like the thing when like you get hit and the controller buzzes was like the future of all games. That is wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Has that sophistication.
It does necessitate the PlayStation camera, but I mean, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
Game alone, worth the price of the camera.
Yeah. We got to take one more quick break here on the Way Highway. You're listening to Adobe Radio. That's fantastic. So don't change a thing. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Way Highway. Here on Adobe Radio, I'm Sean.
And our special guest today is Joy Baby.
That's me.
Yeah. So Joy, I did a deep dive in honor of us, in honor of an outing from the recent past.
We outed. Wait, I don't think that's what
that. We just went around outing people. It was crazy. He's cheating on his wife. All of them, like, everywhere, just outed people. Tax fraud.
Hilarious. Yeah. He's Batman villain. Okay.
Yeah. No, a little deep dive. I did a little deep dive. This is a little segment we like to call Things I Learned While High. So Culver City. Oh, if like I don't know anything about Culver City. And then I was in Culver City the other night, and man, is little downtown Culver City adorable.
It's a delight. It's hopping. It's trendy. It's fun. Yeah. It's got nice restaurants. It's
Culver City, y'all. Never like hardly ever there. Yeah. Sony.
Sony's there. And that's about it.
We had some pizza and then there was some ice cream and we were a little concerned because like it was salt and pepper ice cream.
It was honestly like amazing, but so confusing. It's a weird place to be in with your ice cream because we absolutely finished it, but it was like, it hits you with the salt and you're like, I love salt on ice cream. This is a classic deliciousness. But then the pepper like rolls in and it like hits you like a bunch of waves on the shore.
True.
I love that you guys tried it and like gave it a shot. One of my good friends has always said like, if there's something like weird on the menu, order because they probably specialize in that.
Yes. Props to the whole table. I feel like we all experimented and the topper was the salt and pepper ice cream because I got lasagna that had horseradish in it. And I was like, that sounds crazy.
Also, we got this thing and I wish I knew the name of it, but it was like a thing of cheese.
Yeah.
But then like bread that was like, oh my God, so good bread. But what was the cheese thing? It was like a cheese dipping delight,
dude, because there's that cheese that's beyond mozzarella and now this is another new version of it that I've seen. Like it was a plate of cheese with like butter cheese sauce around it. It was crazy.
Literally just like singing my favorite things, butter cheese.
Oh, it was crazy. It was
got hot for sure.
Yeah, it was insane. Anyway, the ice cream got me thinking, I wonder what kind of strange ice cream flavors are out there, man. What's going on? And I found an article on Mental Floss, and these are some of the craziest ice cream flavors that are out there. So first of all, there's an indoor amusement park in Tokyo. And in there, there's a place called Ice Cream City. And a flavor they have running right now is horse flesh.
No. Pass.
That's a real thing.
What? I thought you were going to say something like wasabi.
I said horse flesh. They've featured such flavors as raw horse flesh, cow tongue, salt, yakisoba, octopus, and squid.
I would absolutely try octopus and squid.
Octopus and squid,
Yeah, but that's more from sushi.
Yakisoba. Cow tongue and raw horse flesh, I don't know.
Never had cow tongue, don't really wanna. There's something very darkly poetic about eating the tongue of an animal, like in a bad way, like bad poetry about it, you know what I'm saying? But horse flesh is so specific. Also not at all, but would that be like a bacon ice cream? Is that how that's being marketed? Is that
I'm just thinking about this and I'm already hearing Hannibal Lecter being like, what did they sound like, Clarice?
Where's the liver and fava beans flavor? And a nice Chianti. Ooh, a nice Chianti ice cream sounds like it could be a thing. Maybe not though, I don't know.
Oh, alcoholic ice cream? I feel like that has to be a thing.
Alcoholic
ice cream? It's more like a Froyo.
I mean, or it's like a float.
Yeah.
Ice cream, alcoholic ice cream, when you just add alcohol.
What if you put like a root, like root beer into horse flesh ice cream?
Okay. 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 All right. So Aaron, you know Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams, right? That's an Ohio-based company. You can get it out here in LA.
Yeah, I believe it.
Apparently. But they apparently have pickled mango.
That sounds great. I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds delightful. Honestly, okay. Mango is such a wonderful flavor and it can be used in so many ways.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had pickled mango. So it's weird because it's tart on tart. So I don't know what that would be like, but I would fully try that. It definitely wins over horse flesh. We'll compare everything. You came out guns blazing.
Yeah,
with horse flesh.
Yeah. Shots fired. Yeah. No, yeah.
I wasn't prepared.
That's the best part about it. That's the best part. That's why you lead with horse flesh. What do you got on the conveyor, Terry? Horse flesh.
Pickled mango. You know, always leave them wanting to hear less.
Yeah. I think the next one is either going to be fantastic or terrible. So this is Max and Nina's from Queens. They are doing corn on the cob ice cream.
Oh,
interesting, right?
I can buy that. Right? Corn is sweet.
Yeah.
Elote? Yeah.
Yeah. I love some elote. I love that cheese. Oh my God. There's a place that, like, once a week, and I only catch them. I've only caught him once, but just because I'm not around all the time. But damn, if it's not one of the best, like, that's comfort food right there.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, I got into a corn eating competition. Okay, so
you got into a corn off?
No. All right.
Yeah, Sean.
I got into a corn off. I did, but it was. It was also corn eating theory being put to the test.
Hold on.
Well, my buddy Mike noticed that I was eating corn typewriter and he was eating corn around.
And
he was like, around is more efficient. And I was like, I don't think so. And then we raced round versus typewriter. And around, he did win, but he might just be better at eating corn.
But I also don't think corn, that's interesting because I've done both. I think I've done more typewriter style.
More typewriter?
Because I find typewriter more satisfying.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an efficiency thing that I work with my corn on the cob. It's more of a how can I enjoy it best?
I hear that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Going around is just more mechanic. Corn. Yeah. I'm just trying to eat this corn quick. I'm not savoring each kernel.
It reminds me of that moment in Super Troopers 2 where he puts the like M&M on his tongue and then just swallows it. And they're like, why are you doing that? And he's just like all goes to the same place.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That's so not the point of candy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Point of candy.
Yeah.
Lost.
But this same place in Queens, they've also had in the past horseradish, garlic, pizza, lox, jalapeno. Sounds like they're like knocking it out of the park consistently.
I would want to try lox because it is my favorite thing to get on a bagel.
That's interesting.
I'll tell you my favorite bagel. Best bagel in the world.
Yeah.
Jalapeno cheese, obviously toasted. Cream cheese and lox, and that is the greatest breakfast anyone can have. So I would totally do like lox jalapeno on like a double scoop type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I might try pizza ice cream for real.
Oh yeah. Oh, I forgot. I didn't
the ice cream.
Yeah.
You're telling me you had pizza ice cream?
Yeah.
That's mind boggling.
I'm trying to imagine that because that's a lot of, I mean, let's be real. That's some complex flavor profile.
Yeah.
That's a lot of herbs.
Yeah.
I mean, dough is half the battle on that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What if it has little like dough bites in it? So cute. Okay.
Yeah. if they had like little fake pizza circles, or what should I say? Pepperoni circles.
Yes. And they were like the consistency of dough, so it like made it like all work out, you know?
So it's just like pizza?
Yeah. It's just a piece of pizza inside of the thing. Inside of the container for the ice cream, and they just are selling that, and it's like, oh, I thought this was...
Okay. No, this is artisan. This is artisan ice cream. This is going to cost you $13 per cone.
That's a slice of pizza.
here we like to call it a slice of life.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. Okay, wait.
Gentrification is terrible.
So tell me how you would feel now if I told you that in Tokyo you could get horse flesh ice cream. Is it any better
still
now?
Still the wildest still one.
Still wild.
Well, everything else, like, now? I think you read your list backwards. Like, yeah. I'm thinking about it, I'm like, in terms of, no, I don't know. I think the mango one is the most on point of what I would do first on the list. Mm-hmm. I think I'd enjoy that one most. Pizza, maybe a close second. Mm-hmm. What was the other one that wasn't horse?
Hold on.
What was it?
Of course. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give you another one.
Of course, let's of course.
Another one. Let me
course.
Give you another one. I'm just testing the horse flesh water skin. I don't think we'll get crazy with that. Hold on. In Bar Harbor, Maine, there's a place called Ben and Bill's Chocolate Emporium. And they have a signature lobster ice cream.
Honestly, I love seafood. Yeah.
You love seafood in general?
I'm like... I'm a pescatarian, loosely. I can't say I'm a good enough pescatarian to be a full pescatarian, but I try. But yeah,
loose
that sounds
pescatarian
great.
Is hilarious.
That's me. But you know, that would, especially if it's like there's some butter in it.
Yeah.
Like I could feel it. Sounds rich.
Okay. Yeah. Lobster ice cream. Every time I'm thinking of it now, so now I'm like thinking of the lobster roll equivalent of lobster, but what to do that with ice cream. So like make a cone that's like a hot dog bun, and then you're putting the lobster ice cream into that cone bun, and you're just selling them.
Yeah. It's like taco, but with lobster. I was trying to think of it. A lobster taco.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a choco taco with lobster.
With lobster.
That sounds like the most high munchy meal ever. I get choco tacos and lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I'm down.
Here, try this one on for size.
Okay.
The sweet tooth scientists at New York City's Il Laboratorio del Gelato. They have fig and fresh brown turkey.
Oh, yeah. I would do that. That's a Thanksgiving. I mean, the fig didn't surprise me. Turkey a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice little holiday ice cream.
I like it.
Holiday ice cream. No horse flesh, though. No horse flesh.
No.
Just turkey flesh. We're okay if it's turkey flesh. We're
just
okay
turkey.
Sea creature flesh is not okay.
they're too close to mythical beings, the unicorn, and I can't
do it.
Joy, thank you so much for being on the Way Highway.
I had so much fun. This was such an exciting time to be. This was delightful.
Absolute blast.
We'll have to have you on. Awesome.
And make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Adobe Radio. But you can go to the place where you get your podcasts and you can download episodes of The Way Highway. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Kristen, take us out of here.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. If you'd like to follow me, Kristen Sanchez, you could follow me at Siren16X. And if you'd like to follow Joy Mamie, you could follow her at Joy Mamie. We'd also like to thank Dr. God and My Sky Digital and Adobe and Greg and Bernie and Jelly. Did I forget anyone?
No, you got it all. Bye! See you next week.